97.1 FM The Drive presents the Behind the Song podcast, taking you deeper into classic rock's most timeless tunes. Here's your host, Janda.
Welcome to Behind the Song, powered by DuPage Credit Union. I'm Janda, and this bonus episode is about the girl who inspired Guns N' Roses' classic Sweet Child of Mine and the fight that broke out over her between Axl Rose and David Bowie. Now, if you've listened to Behind the Song, you'll likely have noticed that Bowie is the focus of more episodes than any other. Episode 1 was about Heroes. Episode 38 was about his collaboration with Queen on Under Pressure. And episode 50 was about Ziggy Stardust. I am fascinated by David Bowie, his music, and his life. Here was an artist who recreated himself over and over again, making a mark on pop culture each time, all while raising his son, Duncan Jones, and overcoming his own struggles with substance abuse and the fear of being victim to the mental illness that ran in his family. And he was no stranger to being in the occasional fistfight either, as odd as that is to square against his composed, polite disposition. In fact, the reason that Bowie's eyes appeared to be two different colors is because of a fight over a girl. His childhood best friend, the artist George Underwood, clocked Bowie in the eye after Bowie swooped in on a girl Underwood was interested in at a 15th birthday party in the early 60s. Bowie's left eye was permanently damaged because of that fistfight, resulting in the two eyes appearing to be different colors. The right was ice blue, while the left appeared to be dark brown. In true Bowie fashion, he embraced the look, and it became one of his more iconic characteristics. As for his friendship with Underwood, the two remained friends until Bowie's death in 2016. And Underwood is the illustrator who created the album covers for Bowie's Hunky Dory and The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars. And one would think that Bowie would have learned his lesson from this experience, to stay away from somebody else's love interest or risk being in a ruck. But it seems that old habits died hard with the Starman. It happened again in 1989, when Bowie ran afoul of the mercurial Axl Rose in Los Angeles for taking an interest in Rose's girlfriend, Erin Everly. Daughter of Don Everly of the Everly Brothers and the subject of Sweet Child of Mine, Everly and Rose had a long, chaotic relationship and were later briefly married before splitting apart for good. But in 1989, they were very much a couple. On the day in question, Guns N' Roses were set to perform a warm-up show and film scenes for a music video for their song It's So Easy at the Cat House in Hollywood, a now-defunct rock venue that was a favorite of the band's at the time. Everly, who was a model, was filmed for the video dressed up in bondage gear, in black leather and chains. And the video was so risque that it wasn't even made public until decades later in 2018. In what has to be one of the most unlikely of all scenarios, David Bowie appeared at the video shoot and apparently liked what he saw when he got a load of Everly. Bowie was there in the first place because of his relationship with Slash's mother, the fashion designer Ola Hudson. Bowie and Hudson had been romantically involved when Slash was still a child, a relationship that began while Bowie was still married to Angie Bowie, Duncan's mom, in the mid-70s. Hudson designed costumes for Bowie, and the romance bloomed. Slash recalls seeing the two of them naked together once, and Bowie was a presence in his life on and off until he and Hudson split. But the two remained friends. So, when Hudson's son became a success after the Appetite for Destruction album was released, Bowie was invited by Hudson to see her son's band play a warm-up show at the Cat House, coinciding with a visit to LA. When Bowie arrived and saw Everly handcuffed and in chains for the music video shoot, he began to pay her just a little too much attention. That's when Axl Rose, never one to shy away from a confrontation, ended up chasing Bowie out of the Cat House, yelling, "I'm going to kill you, Tin Man," as he ran after him. That put down was a reference to Bowie's band at the time, Tin Machine, which released two albums in 89 and 91, before Bowie went back to being a solo artist. When Guns N' Roses played their show at the Cat House after the video shoot, Bowie was in the company of Ola Hudson, and the two of them were front row to watch the show. Axl Rose went nuts when he saw him and started yelling insults at Bowie from the stage during the show, causing Bowie to leave, much to Hudson's surprise. Slash had to explain it all to his mother afterward. And after all that, you'd think that Axl Rose and David Bowie would part ways and never speak again. But no. Bowie and Rose ended up talking it all out, with Bowie apologizing for eyeing Rose's girlfriend, and they even headed to the China Club together, where they spent the night drinking and bonding, two rock stars who found similarities in each other at the end of the day. They were sure to be seen at the China Club, by the way. It was an LA hotspot that catered to actors and musicians, where on any given night, you might find John Entwistle from The Who, comedian Sam Kinison, Robert De Niro, or Julian Lennon, who had his own table there. When Guns N' Roses opened for the Rolling Stones shortly after all this, Mick Jagger reportedly cornered Rose to ask him the details about how he had chased Bowie down the street in Hollywood, delighting in the story about how Rose confronted his old friend and rival over a girl. And Jagger could certainly relate. Bowie had been involved with both Marianne Faithfull and Bianca Jagger while they were with Mick Jagger. Like I said, old habits die hard. Axl Rose and David Bowie didn't ultimately become long-term friends, but you can find pictures of them from that night at the China Club on the internet, just two guys having a good time together. Luckily, Bowie managed to escape this potential dust-up with his eyes intact, and for us fans, his encounter with Axl Rose remains one of the most delightfully weird stories in rock and roll. For a deep dive on GNR's classic Sweet Child of Mine, check out episode 71 of Behind the Song, powered by DuPage Credit Union. On the way, new episodes about the lyrics and history of some of rock's most timeless tunes. Watch the video episodes on the Behind the Song YouTube channel, and don't forget to hit that subscribe button. And thanks for listening to Behind the Song.